Welcome to the Business of Family Business. I'm your host, Ryan Recker, and the story this weekend is one that has been a successful St. Louis company for the past 26 years, Facilitech Corporate Furnishings. What they do, how it started, all on this weekend's episode with Georgina, Mark, and Tony Rondazzo from Facilitech. Also, Dan Bean from CMA Consulting, who presents this program, The Business of Family Business. Facilitech Corporate Furnishings, what exactly do you guys do?
Well, we sell and service office furniture in a general kind of way, but in reality what we do is we build relationships with clients and through the process earn their trust, help them work through, navigate what they want their office to be, how they want to work with their employees, how they want their employees to work with them. Essentially, it's kind of a give and take. We like to build one-on-one relationships with clients and help them out at the end of the day.
When I think of office furnishings, chairs and desks, but I'm guessing it's a lot more than that.
It's a whole lot more than that. That's what it used to be. When I got into the business 40 years ago, that's pretty much what it was.
Yeah. So what is it today?
Today, it's really what I said before. It's looking at the entire environment, including what type of materials you have on the floors and on the ceilings and on the walls. We have demountable walls that kind of replace glass partitions floor to ceiling. We still do some cubicles, but cubicles have changed a lot too. You don't see many panels. You guys have got a lot of panels out here.
Yeah.
Anymore. The environment is more collaborative. Companies want their employees to interact with each other. So the panels have kind of gone away, and now it's kind of back to what it was in the 60s, mm-hmm. 50s and 60s, where it was, you know, row upon row of desk and no division whatsoever. So it was all an open area and kind of gone back to that. We like to think we provide a little more tools and comfort in the office than maybe what they had back then. But
a lot of times people enjoy that sort of retro look, but the modern look is also popular. So what is really the most popular look today in an office when someone comes to you? Or do they even know what they're looking for half the time?
You know, a lot of times we kind of presume to know, but then we stop ourselves because we can't really presume to know what they want. So there's a lot of questions and answers up front. You know, we really try and understand what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
So to say that there's a standard in place, there's maybe a standard direction that they may want to go, but there's a lot of different options as far as how to achieve that relative to furniture.
Yeah. And Georgina, you're also, are you the president of Facilitech?
Yes, I am.
Right. So tell me what you do.
I also sell furniture. I run the everyday business, just the everyday operations, but I also have several accounts that I manage.
Yeah, tell me about the relationships that you guys build, because a big part of this is the relationship side.
Well, I think, you know, trying to understand the customer and what their need really is versus just, oh, it's just furniture. Mm-hmm. So when we try to, when we develop a relationship with a customer, is trying to understand their business of how they operate, maybe give them a little bit of advice, not to try to change their business model, but just saying certain things with furniture can change the environments. Mm-hmm. So it's mainly being more of a consultant, and they also understand that we're going to do the right things by them.
Right. So what about the feel? Because when you talk about consulting, when you go into a building, do you have to get a certain feel for the building? I know some people, they want to see it, and then they get this vision in their mind. Are you one of those people?
Well, I'm an interior designer by trade, mm-hmm. so I may have a little bit of an advantage because I'm able to see a little bit past just a desk, you know, what the environment may look like and what, how everything gets related between the lighting, the colors, the carpet, what the atmosphere looks like. So that's, for me, it's a little bit of an advantage when I walk into a building. But normally we always try to visit the sites to get that understanding of what the look needs to be when we talk to the customers.
So help me understand what difference, a lot of times people don't understand a difference that changing things can make. Some people say, okay, as long as I have a desk and a chair, I'm fine. But it's bigger than that anymore. There's a lot of times, you know, when it comes to companies, they want to make sure that atmosphere is right for the employees. And it actually does help productivity. So it is a pretty big deal when people call you. They're making a business decision, a productivity decision too.
Correct. And especially with the new tools that we have in the industry, they do a lot of productivity, increases the productivity, having the ability to have sit-to-stand desk, a comfortable chair. I mean, we always tell our customers to spend more money on their chairs than on a desk. Now that the desks are, you know, a little bit more adjustable, we may direct a little bit different. But yeah, I mean, the productivity with having and a space that is designed towards the job, not just a desk. What are the materials that you need, the space, what type of electronics you're going to have? And that's the other thing. Technology changes so much now that we need to understand what technology will be part of that environment or that desk.
We'll hear more from Georgina, Mark, and Tony Randazzo from Facilitech Corporate Furnishings. You can check them out online. Just search for Facilitech St. Louis. Also, Dan Bean from CMA Consulting on this weekend's edition of The Business of Family Business. And you probably know that two-thirds of family businesses do not make the generational transition. There's many family businesses across St. Louis, and many of them are wondering, well, what am I going to do when it's time to retire? Or maybe it's time to give the next generation a little bit more of a leadership push. What do you do next? That's a big question. And if you know a family business or you are a family business, let me tell you about CMA Consulting. You have to reach out to them. Look them up on the website, cmaconsult.com. But they help support effective family business ownership and unify the next generation. When was the last time the members of your family even discussed how to apply insights into the business? Don't wait any longer. Reach out to Dan Bean. Just ask them the very simple question, what can you do to help our family business? Go to cmaconsult.com. That's their website. Or give them a call at 314-721-1860 to see if they can help you and your family business. cmaconsult.com. We tell the story of family businesses, and we also post the stories online at kmox.com in the podcast section. This week, we're talking to Facilitech Corporate Furnishings with Georgina, Mark, and Tony Randazzo, along with Dan Bean from CMA Consulting. Mark, I wanted to ask you about the name Facilitech. What's the background of the company, and can you tell me a little bit about where it all started? Where does the name come from?
Well, that was really a long time ago, Ryan. I'm not really sure I can answer this correctly anymore, but Facilitech really kind of described our approach to an office environment. It was more than just furniture. It was in the entire facility that we were interested in. So we were providing technology and furnishings to achieve the final goal.
From what I understand, you were at first working at a different company before you joined Facilitech, which can you tell me that story of how it all got together?
Sure. In a nutshell, I got tired of working for the company that I was working for, and had some relationships, some good, solid business relationships that I felt like I could capitalize on. And so I started my own business. It was called Creative Office Environments. I started that business in 1990 and combined my business with a local interior design firm and a local architect. And so I was the marketing piece to that. So the name of that company was Facility Resources. Mm-hmm. We brought furniture and relocation management into interior design and architectural services. So we tried to create a one-stop shop.
Right. So tell me how it all got started with Facilitech then. So you're working for a different company entirely at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, it was my company in 1990. Georgina was a successful salesperson, one of the top salespeople with her company, in the same industry. So you know, friendly competitors, I guess. But along the way, I saw that there was great opportunity to succeed with our own business.
And you were married at the time.
We were. We were married in 1989.
Great.
So we do everything at once, basically. That's kind of our MO. We saw an opportunity to bring her expertise and her client relationships along with the relationships that I had and build one company that could basically benefit from those relationships.
When you guys made this decision to come together and do this. You both were in your respective companies. That's a pretty big decision to say we're both going to do this.
So for several years, I tried to convince Georgina to do this, but she was wise. She's the very conservative part of our business, and I'm kind of the risk taker. Rightfully so, she said no, and it wasn't until 1993 that I finally convinced her to take that leap of faith and get started. At that point in time, we had a lot going on in our life. Tony was born in 1992, so he was just a little over a year old. And Georgina was expecting with our second child. At the same time, we were having a house built. We started a new business, so it was a lot going on at that moment in our life.
That's something else. And Tony, you're the firstborn?
I am the firstborn between my parents, yes.
Now, first question is, you see how hard your parents work, and you know how hard you work as well. Could you imagine trying to do all of this at once? You know, you have a young one back at home, another one on the way, all of this trying to manage the company and everything that you guys are doing today and trying to juggle all of that at the same time?
I think if you had asked me that question maybe a year ago, I would have said, yeah, I'm awfully surprised, but we're extremely busy right now, and I see how they you know, deal with their stuff even today. So I can't be all that surprised. I mean, I was fortunate enough to have two amazing parents, and we have a great family, and they definitely inspire me and my sister to do our best and never give up if you get my drift.
So. Yeah, exactly. So tell me about those early years. Georgina, what was that like to go off and finally make that decision? You're going to start working together. What were the early years like outside of all the stress? I mean, of course, there's a lot going on there.
Well, I mean, it was a big risk, you know, financially. You know, we started the company. I mean, if I recall correctly, maybe we had $2,000, $3,000 that we put in the bank account to start Facilitech.
And you funded yourself to begin.
And we funded it yourself. We did had a couple partners at the beginning, like the first year. After a year, we parted our relationship with them and bought them out. But we were lucky enough to start the company and like 2 months later receive a pretty nice contract with the government. I kind of specialize a lot on government sales. So we just were lucky enough to receive a pretty large contract. Mm-hmm. So between, you know, that contract, starting the company, it was stressful. I'm not going to deny it. But, you know, I think, just like Tony said, I was very fortunate to have parents that taught me that you just work hard, take one day at a time, and if you do the right things, it will work. So,
did you start Facilitech Corporate Furnishings out of the home, or did you have a brick-and-mortar location?
We rented a little space here downtown from another company, so we had two rooms.
You had two rooms, okay.
Two rooms, and...
You know, I understand there are also stories about how you may have thought you had a big contract on the way early on, and that actually didn't work out. So you had some stumbling blocks really early at the foundation of the company.
Yeah, so there was a period that, you know, kind of we went, Mark and I look at each other and like, what are we doing? You know, we have two little kids, a lot of responsibility. If the economy goes bad, we don't have... We're both working in the same place. Mm-hmm. So we had an opportunity to move to Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I went and interviewed with some companies. I got a job in Dallas and I started commuting. I mean, I will go to Dallas, work for a week, then come home, work in Facilitech for a week until. And one time that I was on our way back, we had gone and looked for residences and everything in Dallas. We received a phone call from one of our customers saying that they were going to have a big opportunity coming up. Mm-hmm. So we canceled everything in Dallas, packed back my bag, moved back to St. Louis. And even though the contract, we did receive that, we won the bid, but then the bid got canceled. Mm. So after that, we just said, well, let's just keep on, you know, pushing forward and something will happen. And, you know, little by little, our company just kept on growing, you know, so.
Mentally speaking, that must have been a real difficult thing to deal with, knowing that, you know, you thought this was going to be the jumping point and then everything looks good. You even get to the point where you win the bid and then afterwards it doesn't come through.
Yes. I wouldn't say it wasn't easy, but, you know, life just keeps on going. So you just got to take it for what it is. Keep on pushing. You know, I'm not going to say we weren't a little bit unhappy, but, you know, you just keep on, you know, we had a family to take care of. And so you just keep on going.
Yeah.
You know, something doesn't happen, something else will. So that's kind of the attitude we had. And we just kept on working very hard.
Dan Bean from CMA Consulting. You start to hear the origin stories of Facilitech Corporate Furnishings, and you hear about they make the plunge, everything's looking good, they get the contract, and then there's a stumbling block. I mean, that probably happens to a lot of family businesses. What are your thoughts on the origin here?
Their experience is very common, so it is not easy to start a business. I mean, it's easy to go through the mechanics and start an organization, but to start a business that can be viable is very tough. And there's a lot of pivots in those first few years as the business tries to figure out itself, its business model, its brand, and how it's going to relate to the marketplace. And the conventional wisdom says if a business can make it 5 years, they have a pretty good chance of making it.
Mm-hmm.
But the average business lasts between 25 and 26 years, which is about the length of time of one generation.
Hmm.
And there might be a connection between those two numbers.
At Facilitech Corporate Furnishings, we've had other family businesses in that work, like, for example, builders. And when the economy is good, things are good. When the economy is bad, things are bad. I'm guessing when it comes to furnishings for corporate settings and businesses, it's probably the same thing.
Yes, it is very true. Normally, I would say we are a little behind from that construction because our jobs will start 6 months after, you know, a building is being built or remodeled. That our product. So when the down came in 2008, you know, we had like 6 months of a little cushion. But after that, yes, it does get affected.
Is Tony good at trying to anticipate what the next generation wants in a workplace?
So, I mean, I am. I do have a youthful spirit to me, for sure. You know, I do feel like I have been a benefit to Facilitech in that I have a good read on what millennials would like. And, you know, it's interesting because as my mom mentioned, you know, there are four generations in the workplace. How do you make everybody happy, right? How do you not upset the people who have been loyal to your business for 30 years when you change their space and they're familiar with something maybe more private than what, you know, somebody my age might be looking for, you know? In the Midwest, it's interesting because we don't quite get the extremes that you might see on the coasts, you know, in Silicon Valley or New York City or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we also don't have the real estate, you know, limitations and the costs to that. So it is kind of fun being in the Midwest because it's a blend. It truly is. You have four generations that you need to try and keep around, keep productive, keep, you know, focused. How do you do that? So we get to play with a lot of different environments. It's not just cubicles or tables anymore or conference rooms. You know, there's a mix of maybe huddle rooms, smaller conference rooms. There's little cafes that people can take their laptop and get coffee. And it's giving people options, you know, and alternate areas to work to keep people moving and focused. And
we have a lot more to cover with Facilitech Corporate Furnishings. Look them up with Facilitech St. Louis on the web. Maybe they can help your business when it comes to the furniture in your facility. Georgina, Mark, Tony Randazzo will continue our conversation with them along with Dan Bean from CMA Consulting on the business of family business. Welcome back. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. We're sitting down with Dan Bean from CMA Consulting. Also, Georgina, Mark, and Tony from Facilitech Corporate Furnishings, a family business that has been successful for the past 26 years and many more to go.
Let me give you the impression that you see in pop culture when it comes to the millennials and the younger generation, because I guess I'm on the late end of the millennial scale, but they look at some of the big tech companies where they have the ping pong and the foos tables and the slides, and they have the pods, and they have the, you know, here's the, you know, the barista, things like that. I understand that may be popular in certain areas like California. What about here in the Midwest? What's popular?
You're not going to get those extremes, like I said.
No slides.
We haven't sold any slides, unfortunately.
Okay.
we have had a few requests for some ping pong tables. And, I mean, I think, you know, companies are just being more mindful of giving employees areas to take quick breaks. I mean, there's been studies done that it's refreshing to, you know, get away but not get away completely. And you know how, you know, the world is. There's so many distractions out there with phones and so on and so forth. I think companies don't want to be, when they redo their spaces, they don't want it to feel like people are coming here and it's for lack of a better term, a prison, so to speak. You know, they want to be there. They want to be comfortable. They want to feel comfortable and feel freedom to move around, work from different environments depending on what tasks they have at hand. You know, so not quite your slides, not quite your playgrounds, things like that, but a couple game rooms we've done.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple of lounges.
Any arcade cabinets?
A couple arcade cabinets. You'll see a few, depending on, you know, it's different depending on what industry you're working with.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
A tech company may be a little more, let's say, game room-ish or something like that, whereas, you know, maybe more of a corporate company, consumer goods, things like that. They're more looking for just some break rooms with some good natural light coming in and just a place to kind of get away.
So, Mark, I wanted to talk to you about what you do at Facilitech Corporate Furnishings. So what's your role?
Well, I've always considered myself a peddler. So I might do a little more than that, but
it doesn't say that on your card, though.
No, it doesn't, no. But it probably should. Yeah, I manage our largest client relationship. You know, they're fantastic, and I've worked with them for almost 40 years now.
Great.
So between, you know, Facilitech and my other business and my where I started my career. Yeah, so that's kind of what I do, Ryan.
Well,
I'm a peddler.
But you're someone that built that relationship, and they didn't necessarily build it with the company you were working for. They built it with you.
They did.
Yeah, and that way they wanted to continue to work with you.
Right. Yeah,
that's important.
I've always I mean, I've always believed, and I think it's one of the reasons why we thought we could do a better job than maybe where we were and our former employers is because we understand what drives a client to do business with you, and it's that one-on-one personal relationship that you're able to build. People like to buy from people that they like.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, maybe I'm likable. I don't know what it is, but some people might disagree with that. However, for 40 years, I've had a fantastic relationship with one of the biggest employers in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And Georgina has had similar relationships with her larger clients. And so we've capitalized on that, and it's been great.
Dan Bean from CMA Consulting, something he said, the personal relationships they like to buy from people they like. Huge advantage with family businesses, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Family businesses are all about relationships. They're about relationships among the family members, and that tends to emanate out to employees and then to the marketplace on both sides, both to their vendors and suppliers and definitely to their customers and their clients.
Yeah. So when did you guys know that things were going to be okay?
2003. Mm-hmm. It's when we became aligned with one of the top furniture manufacturers in the world, a company called Technion. And again, it was because we were presented with an opportunity based on a relationship that Georgina had that we were brought to the table. And we needed a product that would be befitting of this particular project.
Mm-hmm.
So Technion took a leap of faith, we put their product into this particular project. And simultaneous to that, maybe a couple of months into that project, we had another large opportunity with that company that we had the opportunity with before that never came through.
Mm-hmm.
They came back around.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And so it was then, I think, that we realized, I think we're on our way. We're kind of over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
So we, at that point in time, we added staff. I think we were legitimized in the eyes of a lot of large companies in St. Louis, including our competitors. They started to take us more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because you've got that edge to stay ahead of your competition, we've done things since that point in time, invested, reinvested in our business, and found our way to some success.
So give me an idea. St. Louis is a pretty large geographic area. Is there a lot of competition in what you do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, our competitors are very good. They make us better. The manufacturers, I mentioned Tecnan is one of the top manufacturers. We're the sole provider of that product in St. Louis. Our competitors have their own individual products, and they're all very, very good. I think that what we realize is that it's just not the furniture. Everybody at this level of manufacturing makes a great product.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you do, that one-to-one relationship that we have with our clients and with our primary vendor that really makes the difference. We understand that.
We'll continue one last time with Facilitech, and you can check them out online. Georgina, Mark, and Tony Rondazzo. Also, Dan Bean from CMA Consulting. This is another episode of the Business of Family Business that's posted online. If you go to KMOX.com in the podcast section, you can hear this story and many other great ones. And as you hear the stories of family businesses, you know that they're like other businesses, but in other ways, they're not. You know, there's a lot of family dynamic that goes into it, ownership between different generations, or maybe there's new generations that come on and some are interested, some are not interested in the business. This is what CMA Consulting could do for you. They lead a multidisciplinary team to help family businesses unify the next generation and develop them to be effective owners. It's the website every family business should know, cmaconsult.com. How about you need a little bit of help aligning the current and next generation? Not everyone knows how to do that. That's why they put the two together. They help you with pretty much everything you would need to know when it comes to running that family business. Maybe the next generation needs that sort of encouragement. Legal, banking, risk management, accounting, tax. You just don't hand over the keys. You know that there's a lot on the line. Reach out to Dan Bean for a complimentary, no-obligation meeting to discuss your family business or maybe a generational transition. CMAconsult.com is the website. 314-721-1860. You can just call and ask, what can you do for our family business? CMAconsult.com. Welcome back one last time to the Business of Family Business. And if you know a great family business story, I would encourage you to reach out to CMA Consulting and Dan Bean. Their website is cmaconsult.com. Give us a tip of a family business we can highlight on this program. We're always looking for new ones. Georgina, how many employees do you have?
We have 17 employees,
great,
which is the largest we have ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So
to keep up with the demand, you guys are in high demand right now.
Yeah.
So when you walk through our building, were you scouting, looking around at what kind of furniture we had in here?
A little bit.
It's impossible not to, right?
Impossible, yeah.
For you guys, yeah.
Like I said, the kids, being a family business and both of us being in the business, every time we were somewhere, we will be flipping chairs, looking at the manufacturers, and the kids will be like, Mom, Dad, seriously, again?
Well, we have space issues here because not that long ago, we had two other radio stations that our parent company bought and they moved in with us, but it didn't create any more extra ground for us to work with. So can you help when it comes to spacing issues?
Absolutely. That actually is one of our expertises is space planning,
yeah,
and workflow. Just as far as obviously interior design, we can help consult on colors and things like that. But when it comes to fitting people in space and teams cross-functionally sitting together, whatever that is, that our team of designers is great back at the office, and they're excited for those kinds of projects. So,
how do you think your parents work together?
It's incredible, to be honest with mm-hmm. you. What we do is not easy. There's no doubt about it. It takes special people to put up with, specifically, you know, being an owner of a business to deal with the heartache, or the heartburn that comes with it,
yeah,
and the headaches. They never, you know, it was always something my sister Elaine and I would talk about. They would really never bring their frustrations home. So it was an interesting dynamic. It was something we learned. You know, I think that speaks to how my sister and I are able to get over things and move on with our life. It's just, yeah, you know, an issue that you can get through. As my dad would say, this too shall pass. And so.
Yeah, I get that.
I didn't originate that.
It isn't a coin.
So you guys have a daughter as well. Is she in the company?
No, she's not. She's finishing her last year in medical school.
Oh, so she went a different path.
Totally.
How did Tony get involved?
I'll let him answer that.
I really, you know, we've always been somewhat involved in business growing up, just, you know, in helping out in the summers. Or I was always, you know, in the warehouse moving things around. There was always some project for me at the office.
Was there a broom involved?
there was sometimes a broom involved. I mean, anything indoor or outdoor, I was a lot taken care of at the showroom a lot of times. So, you know, we grew up around it. So I knew what they did, but I didn't know really how it went to market and what, you know, the day in the life of looked like. So I was never really interested. It's actually funny. I went to Mizzou and I was a J school student, and I actually was an intern for another local radio station here in St. Louis for years. And I thought I would be doing things like this, and today's actually my big break. So here we are on the radio.
Dan Bean from CMA Consulting. You see this where the kids in the business may have had some sort of role, but not necessarily a leadership role. They go off, they do their own thing, but sometimes they want to come back into it. Sometimes they don't, but it sounds like they did a great job facilitating to make sure they were doing what they wanted to do as opposed to trying to force them into a situation.
Time and again, I hear the story of when I was growing up, I wanted to do almost anything but be in the family business. But once I got out of college and started to think about it, the family business looks pretty good. And so there's a lot of next generation members that do come back into the business. They find out it's part of their identity, part of the family legacy, almost part of their heredity. And they want to continue the story.
Yeah. So, Georgina, what is next for Facilitech Corporate Furnishings?
I mean, definitely we're going to continue growing it. You know, we are very fortunate to have Tony join us. You know, he has a little more energy than we do at our age. He brings a lot, in my mind, he brings a lot of new technology, newness to the company. Mm-hmm. So with his help, we're just going to continue growing it. And we know we want to add a couple more employees for sure.
So expand even more.
Yeah. Wow. We have been doing a lot of work out of town, a little bit of international. So we are not just in St. Louis. We've been doing a lot of business, as a matter of fact, outside St. Louis, which is challenging because you're not there. And we kind of like to be so involved in everything we do personal. We have been able to, with our team, manage them very, very well and have very, very successful jobs. So we're just going to continue growing.
Director of Newness. I like that. Could be the next title. So how do you work when, let's say, there's someone that's interested in your services and they're pretty far away? What happens for a situation like that?
You know, with the technology nowadays, you can be connected so easily. You know, we have, I believe that our design, the way we present our packages to the customers are very organized and very simple to follow. So we are able to do something via, you know, send it via the internet for them to review it. We always do, if we have a job, we will send somebody to verify dimensions, double check things from here, from St. Louis. So be sure that everything, I mean, our goal, and I think the way I feel our company has been a little different, is that we stress the service.
Yeah.
So we try to be very proactive instead of reactive. Furniture, many times things are going to go wrong. I mean, it's just like in everything in life. You may have some product damage, or you may have things that are shipping correctly or whatever. It's just how we solve it and how fast we solve it and taking care of the customers.
Well, let's say there's a person that may be working at a company thinking about something like this. They could be in a, you know, 50,000 square foot facility, or they could be in a facility like the very first building you're in, two rooms. Does the size matter? Do you really work with any size client, or is there a certain like sweet spot that's really good for your services?
No, really. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, I feel that we give the same service if you have one office or if you have a building. I mean, that's our model.
Yeah.
We will take care of it. If you buy a chair from me and the chair is, for whatever reason, somebody decided to drop it off the back of the truck, believe it, it happens. We will take care of ensuring your chair gets there.
Oh, good. So if people were interested in seeing some maybe photos, because this is a very visual thing, or maybe they're interested in learning more, where can they find you guys?
So we do have a webpage, www.facilitech.com.
And of course, people can go into their search engine and type in Facilitec St. Louis or Facilitec Corporate Furnishings, and then another way for them to find it.
Correct.
Get some ideas that way too.
Yeah.
When we come into a space, it is about an environment, you know, whereas years ago it might have been about the conference room. It's a table and chairs, and how do you fit so many people in a room? Now it's like you've got technology and video conferencing, and there's so much more to it that the room almost is like a smart room, right? And people don't think about it. They don't understand the integrations involved, and they don't understand how when you walk into a room, if it's not somewhat easy to use, people will be afraid to use it.
So like we were talking about like being the consultants, you know, sometimes, I mean, part of the reason I think we are a little different too is not that we said, well, you're just buying furniture from us. We question like, so what's with your AV? What's happening here? Have you thought about this? So even though I may not be, you know, selling them the AV, I'm asking what's happening so we can say, do you remember to be sure that there's power on your building? Does your building has enough power?
Yeah.
Because that's one thing that people are like, sure, bring it up. Well, you don't have enough circuits in your building. You're not going anywhere. I'm not an electrician. But that's the kind of thought process that our people do. We are certified as a minority woman-owned business.
Oh, okay. So that are they two different certifications?
So, yes. So I'm from Mexico original, so I'm considered, I am Hispanic, so I'm considered a minority. So we have the certification of minority, too.
How does that help your business?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if it will help so much our business, but as I mentioned to you, we do work with some government agencies, and there are certain amount of minorities or women-owned businesses that they got to work with. So sometimes, you know, it is a benefit to hire our company so we can meet those requirements. I want people to hire our company because of the great service we're going to give you. It's not because I'm a woman and I am from Mexico. I want you to do business with us because we're going to do the right things, provide the right product, and have a satisfied customer. But if they do require in their processes that they do need those certifications or have the certifications, we have them available.
So Dan Bean from CMA Consulting, on the business of family business, in the past we've had women-owned businesses, and I think we've also had minority-owned businesses, but I don't know if we've ever had both.
I don't think we've ever had both. I think this is a first. So it's the first time we've had an MBE and a WBE, and it's the first time we've had somebody make their professional broadcast debut on the business of family business.
Lots of firsts today. Whether we have the MBE, WBE status affiliated with that or not, we are a reputable company. They've ran an amazing company for 26 years and will continue to do so. We can provide those certifications, but that's definitely not, you know, why we're in business today.
Yeah. And is Tony on track to be the next leader of the company someday?
You better be.
I think new business cards arrived.
I don't know. Are you guys hiring me today after this?
Surprise.
No. He's not available to quit.
Dan Bean from CMA Consulting. You heard the story of Facilitec Corporate Furnishings today. What are your impressions?
Ryan, this is a great entrepreneurial story. Mark had a business and Georgina worked elsewhere. She left her job to begin her own business. Mark closed his and then joined her, and they almost closed their business. But they got an ounce of hope, and they stayed with it, although that hope never materialized. They brought in other clients, and the business has prospered due to hard work and a very clear focus on the customer. Now the next generation is involved, and they have a very bright future. A very good story.
Great story. Again, what's the website if people wanted to check you guys out?
www.facilitec-stl.com.
Perfect. And if you Google search Facilitec Corporate Furnishings, you'll find it right there. Mark, Tony, and Georgina, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Ryan.